Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Sexton monologue, my friend. We're going to be doing these on the feed going forward. And today we're going to talk about Biden's fall. Now, I understand for a lot of people, how big a deal is this really? So a old guy falls down. Why should we think that this is something that we even have to spend time discussing, talking about? Well, here's the thing. He's the commander in chief. He has a tremendous responsibility to the American people. And we know that he has dementia. We know that he's too old. And Democrats don't seem to care. They're just willing to go forward with this as it is and pretend that somehow he's just going to be fine, not even to get through the election, but for four more years. I can't believe, personally, that they really think that this is what's going to happen. So here's my theory. They're going to push Joe Biden across the finish line, even if they have to wheel him in a wheelchair with a blanket over his knees as he is muttering and eating applesauce that an aide is giving to him. They will push him across the finish line. And then the position will be that Kamala Harris has to take over. Now, in a lot of ways, this would mean that Joe Biden will have reached his absolute peak. This is a man whom all of you know has a long history of lying, who has a long history of saying absolutely anything that he has to say in the moment in order to get the maximum political advantage. And in this case, by being an empty vessel for the schemes and machinations of the leftists who now are the Democrat Party, not just run the Democrat Party. They are now the heart and soul, if you can say the Democrat Party has a soul. Joe Biden is the center of that. He isn't really anything other than a puppet, a pass-through. He's somebody who exists merely so that people with much more obvious and nefarious policy preferences can have a guy who looks like a grinning old grandpa that everyone's known for so long, and they'll talk about his Irish charm and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, he is doing what the far left of the party wants him to do. And this is why, even though he fell down, and for a lot of us, there was a moment of, oh my gosh, is he okay? Right? And that's what you think. That's what I believe any person, any decent, normal person thinks when they see a, not just a senior, really a super senior citizen, fall down in that way. Now, the Democrats are going to do what they always do. They're going to say, oh, they're pouncing. They're pouncing on this. And it's a sandbag that he tripped over. It's not just that he fell. I can fall, you fall, we all fall, right? Sometimes. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I'm a little clumsy. I am very capable of stubbing my toe with a speed and ferocity that makes me rethink a lot of my life choices and you know what I'm doing with my day. So it could happen. You could fall. But how you get up from that fall makes a big difference, too. What does the physicality tell you of all this? So I think that Joe Biden, because we saw him struggling to get up, I think that he is a metaphor in many ways for this Democrat Party. It's not fine. It's not going to be okay. It's reckless. But we're supposed to pretend. This is the very, very ancient emperor's new clothes, to borrow from the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, right? This is, we all see what's going on. We all understand what the implications of this may be. But at the end of the day, they're just going to pretend like we are not seeing what we are so clearly seeing. And this means a couple things for me. One is, it's a reminder of the ruthlessness of the Democrat Party. The fact that as just a central ethos now, whatever it takes, I call it the Fetterman effect, whatever it takes to push their preferred candidate across the line to have the power that they think they should have, that's what they're willing to do. And the second part of it is be ready for what is coming. Because as much as there are these polls that say, oh, but the people are so concerned that Joe Biden can't do the job, Democrats know he can't do the job. But they also didn't replace him. They also have continued to push him forward. And that makes us, that should make us take a step back and say, why would they be confident in their ability to make this doddering old buffoon president for 4 more years? Because they're going to be formidable in 2024. We are not running against a candidate, right? We are not running against one man who is leading the Democrat Party. We are running against a massive, well-oiled Democrat machine. It's a little bit like, for those of you who are fans of the Terminator franchise, remember when he's talking about the, I think it's the T-800? T-1000 was the liquid metal one from Terminator 2. I think it was the T-800. And he says it doesn't feel pity or remorse, and it absolutely will not stop. And that is true of the Democrat machine as well. It's a bit of a political Terminator. It doesn't feel pity or remorse. It doesn't. The people calling the shots, the people who have power in that party, never take a step back and say to themselves, you know what? Maybe there's something more important than being able to keep the border wide open, spend us into oblivion, and push for transgender surgeries for, you know, 14-year-olds. Maybe there are greater issues at stake than whatever the latest fad and fashion of the Democrat Party may be. No, they never think that way, because all that really matters is that they're in charge. And they have created a system to keep them in charge that is going to be a challenge for us. They don't think of this. Look at the Fetterman effect is important. The Katie Hobbs effect, too, out in Arizona. Didn't even feel the need to debate her opponent. She knew something. Yeah, you could say she could just see what the polls were, but it was more than that. There was really an arrogance, not just an arrogance of power, but an arrogance of the inevitability of staying in power that she had, because she knew what the system was in her state and was able to manipulate it. This is what we have to understand the fight is going to be like going forward for this country, and it's going to be very challenging. One of the issues that we have on the right, one of the issues we have as conservatives, is that we don't like to fight dirty, even if it's legal. We still have this conception in our heads that if only we can find our way to, you know, one more powerful message or one more policy issue, we'll be able to overcome. No, this is political trench warfare, and it's going to come down to grit, determination, focus, and unrelenting persistence. That's how we can win. That's how we can win. Whoever the eventual Republican nominee is, that's what it's going to require. Donald Trump or anyone else, that's what will be needed. Interesting job offer for Mayor Lori Lightfoot out of Chicago that I wanted to tell you about here in a second. We'll get to that in just a moment. I also hope you had a chance to join me for an exclusive interview that I did recently with my dad. That's right, my dad, Mason Sexton. He's an amazing stock market analyst. And just recently, we did a whole sit down of a video, which you can watch, where he told us about what he calls the great disruption of 2023. If you missed it, you can still watch the replay now at disruption2023.com. My dad, Mason, received worldwide attention for his uncanny prediction of the 1987 stock market crash and then went on to make many other incredibly accurate and timely market calls. Now he's making his first major prediction in 30 years about something he sees coming that is truly terrifying for America over the next 3 years. And all this is going to be set off in a matter of weeks. That's his prediction. He wants to tell you about this. He also has some unorthodox methods that he wants to tell you about. Watch the video. I sat down with him. I've known my dad, obviously, my whole life. Go to disruption2023.com to learn about his prediction, his method, and how he thinks he can help you to make money in the stock market. Disruption2023.com. Okay, so we have Mayor Lori Lightfoot, former mayor of Chicago. You might have seen, actually, Stephen A. Smith spoke out recently, the ESPN analyst, about the 50 shootings that occurred in Chicago just over the Memorial Day weekend. And to Stephen A.'s tremendous credit, he is speaking out about how there's not only is that just an atrocity, and it is, but there's a lack of outrage from people who claim to care so much about stopping gun violence, and more specifically, who claim to care about Black lives. Because a vast majority, if not all, of the individuals who were shot over Memorial Day weekend were Black Chicagoans. And so you sit there and you wonder, why doesn't this get more attention? Well, in the case of Chicago, it has become almost a grim expectation that there will be a stunning number of shootings that occur over a holiday weekend like Memorial Day weekend. And this shouldn't be the case, but it's the case in part because, or in large part, I would argue, because of the failed policies and decision-making of the Democrat machine in Chicago. I don't know what it's going to take for some of these cities, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, to break the grip of the Democrat Party on the wheels of power, on the ability to make these determinations for these cities. They're ruining them. They're ruining these places as great American cities of the past. Not going to be great American cities of the future. This continues. And we all understand that this is a combination of factors: lack of prosecution, lack of support for police and ensuring police are able to do their jobs fully, but also more broadly, a culture and a society that respects the rule of law day to day, that understands rule of law is what holds us all together. Rule of law is what makes society possible. And when you see these stories about the amount of, for example, just retail theft that's going on, $500 million from a company like, I think it was Target, actually. Oh, Target's got other problems these days. But the amount of theft is staggering, and it's continuous, and it's individuals who feel like they can get away with it. And it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon, because the people who could, who should stop it, are refusing to do so. And now this may be because, they view it as an issue of social justice. They don't like the demographics of the arrestees to be anything out of proportion to the population. So they think that just fewer arrests will somehow deal with the problem. No, when you let people break small laws with impunity continuously, they go on to break big laws. They become career criminals. They become menace to society. And this is what we are seeing play out time and time again. And in Chicago, it's a particularly obvious example of this. And, oh, Lori Lightfoot, what is her new job? The outgoing mayor, the current mayor is, unfortunately for Chicagoans, terrible. What is the outgoing mayor's job going to be? And I just think it shows you also this key truth of the Democrat machine, which is that it will always, always, always take care of its own. If you're a Democrat who does that, you know, if you're pro-criminal, pro-abortion, anti-law and order, and pro-socialism, and pro-authoritarianism as a Democrat, you will always be taken care of because you are useful to them. And so they'll make sure that you continue to be by giving you jobs and different sinecures and positions and, you know, book deals, TV contributorships, stuff like that. I'll tell you exactly what Lori Lightfoot's got going on, because this one's particularly amazing in some ways. But I also want to make sure you're diversifying your portfolio. How many more headlines, how much more speculation about where the dollar's going do you have to see over the long term before you realize that we could lose the reserve status of our currency at some point in the future? If that happens, America's in a very different place. And the dollars that you've worked so many years, so many decades for, aren't going to be worth anything near what you thought they'd be. So how can you take action today while your dollar does have a lot of value? Well, I'm not saying go all in, but I'm saying diversify. A portion of your assets being held, as mine are, in gold and silver. The value and stability of gold is both an investment and a hedge against inflation has been proven time and again. So has my precious metals vendor of choice, the Oxford Gold Group. Gold and silver can be protection for your portfolio. They can also be used as currency in case things really get crazy out there. So why not have gold and silver on hand? Call the Oxford Gold Group. It's who I use. It's who I trust. The call is free, and the people on the receiving end of your call are knowledgeable and trustworthy. 833-430-BUCK. That's 833-430-BUCK. Online, you can go to the oxfordgoldgroup.com/buck. oxfordgoldgroup.com/buck. Again, 833-430-BUCK. All right, Lori Lightfoot. They're calling her the ousted mayor of Chicago. She did lose, got crushed in her reelection effort. She has been hired by Harvard University's T.H. Chan School of Public Health because of her leadership ability. And the dean of this Harvard University school has praised Lori Lightfoot's strong leadership in advocating for health, equity, and dignity. What is that even supposed to mean? You know, it's really worth sometimes just asking yourself, what do the people that say this stuff really think they are saying? And why don't they just say it more clearly? Well, because this is all about the signaling to anyone listening that Lori Lightfoot is a leftist. And therefore, the leftist controlled and dominated institutions, Harvard, which is now a hedge fund that teaches classes, will pay her. I would guess they're paying her $250,000 for this course to teach, something like that. You know, great pay to show up and do very little. Maybe she teaches for an hour a week, $250,000. But every other mayor in every other major Democrat city sees this, and it's a reminder, oh, if I just do the crazy left-wing stuff, that the Democrat apparatus wants me to, I will also be taken care of. They will make sure that there's that cushy, not just a job. You're not going to be, you know, breaking rocks by the side of the road. You're not going to be, you know, digging ditches for minimum wage somewhere. If you are a Democrat operative in office or in the media, they will make sure there's a position for you. They'll make sure there's that book deal, that board seat. And this has a profound impact on the way things work in this country. Lori Lightfoot should be teaching classes on how to ruin a city, because that is what she was best at in Chicago. How to be incompetent, how to be corrupt, how to make every wrong choice. If she was teaching a course on that, I would say great, but she's not. And we all know what's going on here. Equity, you know, equity and health and inclusion, whatever. She's a leftist. She's a socialist. Socialists at Harvard are hiring their socialist friend because no matter what the cost was to the people of the city of Chicago, she continued to be a socialist, as we all know. Look, sometimes I decide it's time for a shave. I actually did it earlier this week. You can see I'm starting to grow back a little bit of the fuzz here, but I don't shave that often. So when I do, I want a really close shave and I want it really comfortable. And that's what you get with One Blade Shave. All you need for the best possible shave is One Blade. They've got a state-of-the-art, award-winning razor design that makes single-edge shaving completely natural and effortless. These razors have a patented pivoting head that hugs the skin, ensuring the blade is always at the correct angle all by itself. One Blade's handle is metal, not plastic. It's weighty, it's substantial, it's worthy of your face. All orders have a 60-day return policy, whether you use all your blades or none of your blades. To elevate your shave experience and get 20% off your One Blade order, go online to onebladeshave.com/buck. That's one spelled out, onebladeshave.com/buck, to get 20% off your first order. So I just want to say, because this is the first of these monologues that I'm going to be posting here on the podcast feed as well as on our YouTube channel. Please, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Just click that subscribe button. You're going to get a lot of great content, the interviews we're doing, as well as now monologues where I get to address you directly. And when there's major breaking news, I will also try to get in front of the camera and at the mic to handle that major breaking news and do a monologue on it as well, because I want to be able to just reach out to you directly anytime, have a way of doing so, not just during the radio show, the 3 hours I'm doing every day, but whenever it is a moment in time when I need to be able to speak to all of you. Also, please, in the comments, let me know if there are topics you want me to cover, if there are other things you'd like to see added into our YouTube channel and our efforts as we're building here. Please comment and you know, tell me how you think everything's going. And now I get to bring it back because it's me solo here talking to you. Our rallying cry, for those of you who are original Saturday Squad, you will recall this as I finish up. Shields high. Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org. Or call or text 988, available 24/7.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, When you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.